Is this right? Come and join me. Come and join me. Come on. Come on. Andy's from Emmanuel Church. Yeah, come and join me. You can help me with this one, can't you? Here we go.
Oh,
no, can I have the keys? There we go. Come up here. There we are. Right. So the idea is you've got to say something deep and theological about each present that comes up.
Oh,
is that
boy.
Right?
Yeah.
Daniel did say he'd wanted to do this.
Oh, did he?
Yeah,
he
said, be sure you get Andy up on stage.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, okay. Good. So there you go. But you don't have to really, but, you know, pick out one thing you want to talk about. Right. Okay, let's eat some presents. Yours is a sermon, right?
Yeah, I got it.
Who wants to show me something?
Wow.
Are they oven gloves which fit in your head so you don't lose them? What are they? Lovely. Put your head down so people can see it. Woo! Well done. Lovely. Good present.
That's the Whoa. Protection offered by Jesus.
Oh, Vedis. Look at that one. Wow. I'll tell you what. Why don't you form a line across the front here? There we go. There you are. Whilst they get into a line, what is it you got as a present this year?
I've had some lovely slippers.
Slippers?
The best present so far, so
yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, homeowner, slippers.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, very good.
Carpets.
Right, let's whiz along here. So, what have you got? A doll. Is that a name?
Elsa.
Let me put this off here.
Say it again.
Elsa.
Very good. And what have you got?
A rabbit.
And you've got?
A frog.
A what?
A frog.
Can I hold it up and show everybody?
Oh, wow.
What have you got?
Lego.
Oh, you're into the Lego, are you? Well, that man over there on the trombone, he loves his Lego. You talk to him afterwards. He'll tell you. I'm sure he's got all these Lego dolls as well. Is that right? Yeah, good. Right. And you've got a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, did you hear that? And again. Whoa, fierce. Nightmare time. Almost as bad as Roger acting. Sorry. What have you got there?
Glitter pens and sunglasses.
Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? Go on, what have you got? Do you know, can I show everybody? Can I just hold it in my hand and show people?
Yeah.
A Dalek. Oh. I met a Dalek in London once. That's a great one, isn't it? And you've got a sweet down there. And Vedis, what have you got? Vedis, do you want to just speak to this? What have you got here? Is it a car thing, a garage? Yeah, she's got a garage, isn't that lovely? Who else wants to show their present? Oh, what have you got there, Josh?
I've got a CD that I was wanting for ages. It's a new album by Chasing Status. Yeah.
Some people know what that means. I think it's wonderful. Can I listen one day?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Anyone else want to show something? What have you got there? Have you got a train?
Oh, wow.
Can I hold it up and show everybody? There we are, a train. That's what I call a present, a train. Yeah, well done. Oh, it's a wind-up one. Hey, fantastic. Anyone else? What have you got?
Some dinosaurs, have you?
Yeah. Can I see them? These are very precious, I can't see them yet. They're in there somewhere.
Little stretchy dinosaurs.
Oh, stretchy. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Stretchy dinosaurs. Very good. Great. Right. Anyone else want to? Any big people got something which is really important to you this morning, which you really loved? You're itching to talk. You've got a water pistol. It's a what? A taser? A what? A rubber band gun. Pete Teagle's got a rubber band gun. This is great. Well done, Pete. Good. Like to hear that one. Right, so got anything deep and theological about any of these things?
There's some animals that the Lord has given us to be shepherds over.
Very good one there, yeah.
To keep in mind, be grateful for.
To look after our world. Anything else? We had dinosaurs and they've gone extinct. We don't want any more animals to go extinct.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is a lesson for us all, obviously.
Anything else there?
There was the hat thing. That's the hat thing. Protection. Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, the warmth of God's love
like
and the
one.
Warmth of a fox on your head.
Yeah, very good, very good. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I particularly like this hat thing, actually, because I just think, you know, it's so good to have your oven gloves handy like that. You should patent that one. That's good. Right, okay. If you want to go back to your seats now, that'd be great. You can stay here. Yeah. Just tell me if I'm going to tread on you. Don't say, James, don't tread on me, okay? You sent Jesus to bring peace on earth. And you sent Jesus to bring your joy. And Father, we recognize that around this world, there are many, many situations where that peace and that joy is shattered. In this country, people who, for various reasons, just struggle to get by, and life is hard for them. And internationally, people in places where there's war and conflict, famine, other shortages. Maybe they're being hurt because of the way the environment's changing. And Lord, we pray that your good news, the good news of your kingdom, would touch all parts of this world. That those messages that bring hope, that bring a transformation, that bring that attitude of generosity, would be received around our planet, Lord. Father God, we pray for ourselves as we go through today and into the weeks to come, that we'll be people who take your generosity with us into this world, and that we become your gifts of peace into this world. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. There's two parables about the kingdom of heaven being like treasure that's hidden in the field. And a guy says, when he finds a treasure, thinks, wow, this is fantastic. So what does he do? He goes and says, right, I'm going to sell absolutely everything else I have, going to get rid of all that, and go and buy that one field, because if I buy that one field, I've got the treasure. I've got everything if I get that one field, because I've got the treasure. And then the second story there is like a merchant who's a specialist in pearls, and he finds this absolutely wonderful, glorious pearl. He's never found anything like it before, and he thinks, if I can get that one pearl, then I'm going to have everything. So he goes and sells everything he has to get that one pearl, so he can have that precious, precious, precious pearl. I was thinking, actually, that said to me a lot of things about the Christmas story. See if you can pick up some of the same things. Here's the story of Mary, when she was told she was going to have a child. And it says Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Before they were married, she found that she was pregnant. Something she found there. And in the story of the shepherds, this is the story of the wise men. They see this star, and they're people who read the stars, and they knew that meant there was a new king, or they felt that they believed that meant there was a new king being born to the Jews. So they got up and they traveled for a long distance, and they found this capital city of the Jews, Jerusalem. Well, of course the baby's going to be born. And they say, where's the baby, the new baby? Because we've come to worship him. And of course, they're told, no, there's no baby here. And then they're told, actually, the prophets say, that's going to be in Bethlehem. And so this is what King Herod says to the wise men. Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him. Of course, he didn't intend to worship him. He wanted to kill him. But they had to go and search to find this treasure. And then you've got the shepherds. And these poor shepherds, you know the story, sleeping on the hillside, and suddenly there's an angel speaking to them and telling them not to be afraid, and telling them he'd bring them news of great joy for all people, because a Savior's going to be born. And it says, and this is going to be the sign, you'll find this baby This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger. And then that whole crowd of angels turn up and they start singing wonderfully, saying glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to men with whom he's found favor. And what did the shepherds say? Right, we're going to get up and we're going to go and find this baby. And they do, don't they? They go down and they find, just as the angel said, they find him. So you've got these things going on here. You've got those, you've got that business of something precious. There's something very precious there. In all these stories, you've got something to be found there. But you've also got something to choose. The man with the field had to choose to sell everything to buy the field, so he had the treasure. The person with the pearl had to choose to get the funds to buy that precious pearl. Mary had to choose. She had to say to the angel, "Be it done to me as you've said." The wise men had to set out on their camels for I don't know how long to find Jesus. And the shepherds had to say, "We're going to leave our sheep. We're going to walk down and find this baby." They had to go and make a choice and do something about it. So we've got some choices here for you guys today. I've got some boxes here, some presents here. And some of you are going to choose which one you want to have. And I'm going to tell you what's in them, okay? So I want, now, before you all put your hands up, I'm going to have a mix of ages. It's not all going to be children. I want four people who will come and be part of choosing which present you want, okay? So you had your hand up, didn't you? Come on down. Mr. Steen. Let's see. Somebody very much wants to do this. I just warn you, one of these things is really nice. One of these things is really messy. There's some things in between. Yes, are you sure you want to still? Sure. Okay, well, let's have one little one. Do you want to come and join us? Come on up here then. Let's have an adult. Let's have a C. I think Stuart's looking down. Come and join me, Stuart. There we are. That's great. Maybe I should go for Andy again. No, maybe not. No, that's right. Yes, come and join me. Wonderful. Right, now this is what you got in these. Do come up the top here. Can you pick the box up? Just pick the box up and hold it. Thank you. Just hold that box there. That's it. Do you want to pick your box up and hold it? There you go. Wonderful. Do you want to pick your box up? There's someone fighting their way through here. Great. Are you sure about this? One of these is messy. There you go. Thank you. Right. So now you're going to have to try and remember, you see, because in this one here, you all get one swap each, okay? In this one here, oh, you're starting out. Oh. I've just realized the thing I've forgotten is a cloth. Okay, that's like your present. Your present is a what? What have you got? Let's have a look. Oh, at the moment you've got a box of chocolates. Ferrero Rocher. Can you say that?
No.
No. Good answer. And at the moment in your box you have, let's have a look. Oh, wrong way up. Probably doesn't matter. Oh, now you have just a glorious Christmas decoration. This is inspired. This is an Eiffel Tower covered with something glittery that you can hang on your tree. Don't you just want it? Yes. It was remaindered when I got... Actually, I've got to be careful. Some of you might have these on your trees. I do apologize for being rude to you. Someone might want it. You might want it. Sorry, it might be lovely. Yeah, okay. And you, Stuart, you've got a nappy, okay? It's not used. Okay. Right, so, now you can cheer and shout and get people to get the right one, okay? So let's start. You've got a choice to swap. You want the Christmas decoration? There you go. There you go. Actually, open the fronts up so people can still see them. That's it. So if people remember what's in them, and you can't, there you are, unless you're being very careful. Can you hold that like that? No, you can't. There we are. Oh, yes. I think it'll be all right now. Oh, right. So do you want to swap with somebody? No. Oh. Wisdom beyond his years. Do you want to swap with somebody? The nappy. A nappy's better than the tree decoration. Is that right? Yes. Are you all being very kind to the child here? This is. Let's see how ruthless you are.
I can swap.
You can swap, yes. Well, that's life, isn't it? You just have to make choices. You just have to make choices. So you have got the Ferrero Rocher, you see. Isn't that nice? There you go. Now the thing about this is you've got another choice. You've got to choose whether you're going to eat them all yourself and be very ill or share them with your family. Yeah? Share it with it. Say that out loud. God, that's great, isn't it? You're going to do what?
Share them with my family.
Oh. There you go. Right. He's suddenly got family. I love you, brother. And you've got a nappy. There you are. I hope you've got a course for it. Well, I don't know, but there you are. And you've got a wonderful Christmas decoration that I'm sure will grace your house for many years to come. And you have... Where? Oh. Does someone want to do this for me? Where's your brother? Right. Oh. Do you want another round?
What? Yes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Oh. Oh. There you go. And I tell you what, but you can have this and you keep it for a few years, you can use it, okay? Hold on. Thank you. Thank you very much. One other thing that Jesus said was ask and it will be given you. Seek and you'll find, knock and the door will be opened to you. And, you know, that's the truth, isn't it, at Christmas, that Christ has come. God has taken the step. He's come to us. But he's actually, by coming to us, he said, right now, you have a choice. You can either swap this, what you've got, or the things you value in your life, and say, right, I'm going to have Jesus, and I'm going to have everything that goes with Jesus. Or you can say, no, I'm going to hang on to all these things, my stack of Christmas presents under that tree, and I'm going to have all these things that I'm going to get sick of and bored with. I'm going to have those things, and actually, Jesus is going to have that place in my life. And just felt drawn to that this Christmas. I'm not sure who it's for, or maybe it's for many of us, but there's a pearl of great price. There's treasure in the field. But there is a choice to make, and there's effort to be done. There's asking, there's seeking, there's knocking. And I just want to invite us this Christmas time to say, Lord Jesus, I want to ask for you to become center in my life in here. And I want you to be the person who inspires me and leads me and guides me. I want you to be my power for living. There's a choice. Let's take a moment's quiet. Let's bow our heads. And as we reflect on that gift of Jesus,
let's reflect on our response to him. And saying to Jesus, Father, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to entrust my ways to him. I will seek out Jesus and his way. I will seek out that treasure. And I'll find it. Thank you for your promise, Lord, for each of us, that if we ask, we'll receive. If we seek, we'll find. And if we knock, you're going to open that door for us. And I pray for everybody here who doesn't know you yet or is uncertain about you or perhaps has doubts, that you'd cause them to come back even today and ask to know you and ask to touch you again. God with us. God with us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And there's something you need to seek after and find. And I just invite you this Christmas day, as you open those presents, to be saying, have I chosen the most precious thing of all? Have I chosen Jesus? Is he really central? And if at the end of this service you wish to know more about that, you want some prayer about that, even before you dash off for your lunches and presents, then please come to the front here and somebody will pray with you and help you to know Jesus with you today. Be great. We're going to say a blessing, and then we've got a carol which is going to be on MP3 with the words, but you can sing or you can be walking out. It's kind of a going out song. Heaven invites you to a party. And there's a party for you today, I hope, but the bigger party we're invited to with God. So let's have the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Happy Christmas.